My friend sitting on the sofa next to me was the picture of despair. While she had recently suffered a series of misfortunes, the cause of the flood of tears was recalling all the many acts of kindness bestowed upon her by friends and neighbors. I said to her, "This was bread you cast upon the water through the years, returning to you." She dropped her head on her arms, and I'll never forget her words. She said, "I didn't know I had so much bread out." We all have much bread out, more than we can imagine. With every thought, every word, and every prayer, we are planting seeds that grow into a harvest. The parable of the sower in the 13th chapter of Matthew holds many lessons for us. The overall picture that comes out of the explanation Jesus gave to the parable is the comparison of mind to soil, which must be prepared to receive the word of the kingdom. Jesus also compared the word or the ideas of the kingdom to the seed. The 17th chapter of Matthew refers to faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Planting seeds in the earth or ideas in mind is like planting the grain of wheat that becomes the bread we cast on the water. Without a harvest, there is nothing to give. Among some of my earliest memories is watching my grandfather make a garden. Following along, I observed every move as he prepared the soil and carefully planted each seed. I went with him each day as he watched for the plants to appear. Then carefully he weeded and he thinned the plants. And after many days came the harvest, just like the pictures on the little seed packets. I was fascinated by the whole procedure, and now it is no less a wonder to realize that the same intricate laws govern all creation. Jesus used the things we can touch, see, and understand to illustrate the elusive and not easily understood things of spirit. Though it takes many days to reap a harvest, it is no less a miracle. Miracles do not cast laws aside, but time is transcended. Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding. He called forth instantaneous healings. He resurrected the dead. He fed the multitudes. We long for miracles, and we can expect them. They are still possible, but do not discount the importance of planting and harvesting day by day. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, we read, "Cast your bread upon the water, for you will find it after many days." Whether it is instantaneous or after many days, the results are the same. Every thought, every word, every deed, or every prayer is a seed planted to grow into harvest. Why not pick a seed you wish to grow into a harvest and plant it? Plant the seeds of healing. When you plant tomato seeds, the pictures of the ripe tomatoes on the packages look so good you can almost taste them. When you plant the seed of healing, hold the picture of radiant health, vitality, and wholeness in your mind until you can feel it in your body. Plant the seeds of love and watch it grow into acts of kindness, a desire to give, and a warm heart. Plant seeds of joy. Let them grow into smiles you share with others. Like the song I sang when I was a child, "Brighten the corner where you are." Plant seeds of peace. Let peace radiate from you to bless the whole world. Now you might say, "What little peace I could radiate to the world wouldn't help very much." But I say don't be so sure. You must not underestimate little by little power. Little by little, you can have a miracle. Take a little baby and watch him discover his hands and his feet. Soon he is sitting up in a high chair, and later he is running everywhere. And before you know it, the child is grown. Yet from day to day, you couldn't see the difference at all. It was little by little that he grew. Consider for a moment the great redwood trees. The day I saw them for the first time in Sequoia National Park was a very exciting day for me. I was prepared to see how big around they were, but no picture had adequately portrayed to me their massive height. As I looked up, I thought how they had been growing, little by little, since before Christ. I could not see them grow, but even as I stood there, they were growing. There is a great power in growth, and it takes place little by little. A root can crack a rock, and it comes about so silently. Who knows how much peace your planting may shed on the world? We cannot judge by appearances. You plant a seed in the earth, and it seems nothing is happening. But this is not true. The seed swells, the shell breaks, the roots go down long before the tender green plant appears. Much happens. It is the same with prayer. Sometimes when we pray, we get discouraged, for it seems that nothing is happening. But little by little, it is. It is a time to remain patient and a time to be persistent. It is important to make conscious plantings if we are to reap a continuous harvest. We must not neglect the care for the crops by keeping out the weeds of discouragement, the pests of fear and worry, the thorns of hurt feelings and unforgiveness. We each have our own special threats to our harvest. We are often tempted to let cares of the world keep us from tending our fields. And sometimes we transfer our faith from God to riches and abandon our spiritual planting altogether. There are times when we have crop failures, but we simply uproot the old, pests and all, and we replant. Simply remain patient and persistent until you bring forth fruit. Sometimes we reap in fields where we did not sow. Jesus said, "For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." When we consider the fields in which we are now reaping where others sowed, we feel deeply grateful. Our forefathers sailed the ocean and came to a new world, and they suffered many hardships for the sake of freedom. There are those who pressed westward in their covered wagons, and to fly over the vast rough area in a plane fills one with awe and wonder as to how they did it. We are reaping in fields they have sown, and others will reap in fields that we are now sowing. Marvelous strides are being made in technology, in medicine, and in 100 other areas. All people will reap the simple seeds of peace, goodwill that we plant each and every day. With every thought, with every prayer, with every word, and every single deed, we are planting seeds to become the bread on the water in our own individual lives. Keep sowing. Keep reaping, and stop to count your blessings, and one day you too will be like my friend who said, "I didn't know I had so much bread out."